Welcome to Brain Candy. I'm Nick Belizzi, your host, broadcasting from Oakland, California on Youth Radio Raw. The show highlights musicians and artists in the Bay Area, as well as the atmosphere that defines the culture here. On the show today is Ian Bryant and Sarah Melick, here to share some poetry of theirs. But first, have you heard of Bun Castle? What is the Albany Bowl? Well, a few weeks ago on a Saturday night, I spent some time out there to hang out, walk around, and explore the area. Wow, I had never been out there before. We got off the Albany exit and went towards the Golden Gate Field, towards the back, and parked behind some tanker trucks. It was dark and we saw a fire on the beach. We walked with flashlights on the path, which kept going and going, split off into other paths. It was a shit and was somewhat a strange atmosphere. No one was there, it was cold, and the path just kept going towards all directions. There were sculptures facing you in the dark, graffiti lined every rock, tree, and surface out on that island. Strange isn't exactly the right word. I felt that people have spent a lot of time here before, and the art reflects that abstract interaction with the island. It seemed at every turn something was there, waiting, lurking in bushes. It sounds all added to this vibe. Formations of used materials created into art, morphed into the landscape, a truly unique place. Being my first time there at night, I thought of a post-apocalypse community, building a civilization here. I imagined where people would set up shacks and where farms would be tended to. My thoughts bounced around and the idea that generations could stay here in relative comfort on the edge of the bay, living like a commune of the leftovers of Bay Area survivors. Paths crossed, the lands dipped. It had beaches went in different directions, surrounded by sculptures, colors dripping off of materials used past recognition. It didn't seem possible that a place other than here would be able to let this kind of freedom take place. Benches to sit next to, men made of exhaust, pipes and wire, interesting faces lit up by flashlights. Graffiti creates a pattern of art, insightful stencils and trees stemming from the landfill. Nature has taken over this previous dump. It felt vivid and realistic, as if people who came here let themselves do what they couldn't in the city's control. On these outskirts of town, the bum castle we looked for wasn't there, but the trek around the bulb couldn't have led to a better surrounding. Albany Bulb is off 580 going away from Oakland. Get off by Golden Gate Fields and go to the very back for a unique experience of the Bay Area's post-landfill creation. And Sarah, what do you have to think about the Albany Bulb?
Hello. Alright, well, I wrote a little something. An island of light, a message of freedom, inspiring columns of creative expression, an island of creatures alive through sculpture, a presence of beings with uncommon human traits, standing still from a distance, containing immense detail and dedication, developing departures of exploding images of imagination, not just pieces of art, but pieces of life, living through the soul of the being with the paintbrush, able to express themselves on an isolated island in the middle of the city.
Alright, thank you. Well, this next song is called Let's Get Together. It's one of Classic Rock's classic one-hit wonders. It's by the Youngbloods, and you gotta check this out.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Some may go, he will surely pay his. when the one that left us yet returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Back on Brain Candy, and next we're gonna have a little bit of poetry read by Sarah Melick and Ian Bryan. So how goes it, Sarah Melick?
Hey Nick, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great myself. We're just kicking it over here in this little booth, and we're gonna have some reading done. So how about you go ahead and get that started?
All right. Dripping to the rhythm of a steady hand, each lick of ink like a grain of sand. When the time continues to tick past me, I look at my time spent moving fastly. How can I be in a rush when each moment of its own is being crushed by the next? The speech beneath whispers yes. I learn to accept the changes in my brain, knowing they are not here to cause me pain, but to explain to me how complicated is this game, and the ability to be trained to think a certain way. But this mind of mine stays on the path that allows me to be brave. I may think I'm wasting time, but time passes no matter what you pursue. The grand issues are approved by the ghosts in the room, and these are the things that mold you into you. Each story different, every story a soul, mind openly seeing the stones growing old, and over the boulders we climb until the aging clock runs out of time. But don't rush, just remember that we all can get lost, slowly drift into the ocean away from the rock.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, so up next is Ian Bryant with his poem. So, all right, check it out.
Hello, everybody. This is called A Conscious Dream. Your beauty sparks inspiration, and with this pen I write. You have me putting a blank word to mouth, the feelings between so intense, words won't come out. It's the butterflies I get that make me so illiterate. Under a breath to your ear I whisper, and in this only your closed eyes can discover. That when you sleep, well that's when fantasies and the dream creatures dwell, charting paths new as they roam the universe with you. Awake, as most see eye to eye and choose to speak, covered herds of unsure words. Well, we see mind to mind, letting our eyes speak. With the assurance from lies, our pupils lock. The olives and oceans combine, creating a galaxy of truth between our minds. We, as two beings excluding the blind, can see those thoughts arise. In the inches separating our foreheads close, run millions of miles of tight thought ropes. From beginning to end, our locked pupils send silent gestures across tight rope of in-depth, mild-mannered pleasures. If the blind saw what we see at that instant, they would reach insanity. It's the normally numb that succumb to being blind. It's not their fault, they were just next in line. But what is most missed is the other side, full of feeling where they can grow and evolve, in and externally see what the normally numb are blind to. It's because of this difference between the blind and the true that I could open my eyes and lock minds with you. For it is you that was never blind and always true. May I rest my soul, freeing my mind and being one with you. Nevertheless, we mend and bend, constantly locking our limbs in bed. The movement's true, sensual as a fresh sinew. We move from sheets to bed spread, all dirty thoughts rush out of our heads. Once at this point, it's over. Hours are seconds in this smoking sexual revolver.
Alright, that was Ian Bryant, and that wraps up this little poetry segment we had. And this next song is by the Scatolites and King Tubby. It's called Zion Eye Dub. Check this out.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, that was the Skatalites and King Tubby, ZNI Dub. The Skatalites are a Jamaican music group that played a major role in popularizing ska, the first truly Jamaican music created by fusing boogie-woogie blues, rhythm and blues, jazz, mento, calypso, and African rhythms. You're listening to Brain Candy Youth Radio Raw. This is your host, Nick Polizzi, broadcasting from Oakland, California. And up next, we're going to have a little poem by Ian Bryant. So, check this out.
A circle swirled swine set silhouettes across a mine gap thrown from the kid who threw the first stone. Job titles met, birds preying upon the billy goat seesaw while the billy and the goat argue upon stomach beach balls. Since this madness, a purple-coated car hovers above my 23rd bar and hosts a storm casting stars. I'm a freak, no wait, I am thee who sees freaks hidden under the 6-foot worm, herding, casket seed, seeding the seeds that grow into tree spines, when they germinate, open eyes to closed minds. Some look up seeing spaceships, all I see is the next 6 million Hollywood facelifts. All that extra skin makes for a happy pig in his den, he gets an extra 10, for pork is now human skin. My divine timeline caters to the soft rabbits of Alice's trippy bad habits. Oh look, a cat and the queen of heart attacks. The acid trip lasted fast, as she wakes to slap up reality's whip crack.
Yes, yes, that was Ian Bryant. Now we're gonna have a little bit more motion in the ocean with Sarah Melick. Hit the mic.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. I'm coming to the studio with Nick Valizio, and I'm going to hang out with you on the computer tube, acting like I'm kind of new to this microphone thing, and I'm just doing my thing, chilling with my friends. I could do this every weekend or every day with the sun rays on my brain. I'm feeling so amazed in this place that I've never been to, but I'm kind of digging the vibes with you two inside of a small room, purple walls, and you know I got some shrooms in my pocket, but not the kind you take to see, just the kind you take to be a fleeing into the depths of your brain. You never been there, it's crazy. Checking it out.
All right.
Yeah.
Up next is the song, it's Manu Chao, Bongo Bong. He's a French Latin folk singer with a South America feel. Check him out.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. But I'm a king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo.
hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby. I'm the king of bongo bong. Hear me when I come. Hear me when I come, baby. Hear me when I come. J'aimerais mourir tellement j'ai voulu croire. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien avoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te voir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement y a plus d'espoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te revoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien savoir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour.
Alright, we're back on Brain Candy, and up next we're going to have a little rap session. A day on the mic, it's going to be a little Friday freestyle, even though it is Tuesday. So check it out, this is Ian on the mic.
With my 10 cents, I ponder on which time I should go to pick up my box of rhymes. I go to the store, buy 2 liters, then I buy a fifth of that Royal Gate. Puts the eye in vodka, it's the tight shit. Makes you feel all queasy, then you wanna spit. More than just saliva from your mouth, it's kinda like water mixed with sauerkraut. Then you take a little toke from this cig, get that buzz, then all you wanna do is whinge. You ride, you fix it, you go fast, you blast through the hourglass. Time is no essence, is what keeps us still. Everybody wants to be real trill. I jump up and down to the hopscotch. Everybody not want to stop, but I gotta go. Pick up some more groceries from the stove. Get the broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and mow. Everybody know, that's how I do. I get some heme and then I go touch you. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm going insane in the brain and I got no time to blame nobody but me. See, so that's how we do it eternally in the Bays of Cali.
Yes, yes, and here I am with no complex. Yes, the speakers go left and right, but I keep on chilling here with my might. No one knows at the end of the night if I'm gonna be in my bed or if I'm gonna be on the Skype telephone trying to talk to ya. Cause I'm in Japan and I'm gonna school ya. In the end of the day, I'm just you. And no, I'm not gay because I take it to the next level. You can't even do it because you meddle like kids in the park. Pedal to the metal. You can't go faster on your bike because you're slow. Slow like the dro and let it seep into ya, cause you know no mo. Now we got Sarah on the mic.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
yo, I'm gonna go anywhere I wanna go, cause I'm on the moon and I'm like, hey, I'm riding a horse, riding some more people I want to see at the store. Get a couple cookies too, cause I love that shit, you know I do. Cause I'm walking down the street, the sun is shining upon my feet, and I go down to the more. What can I say? I'm just on the globe saying hey to the fellow humans of the race. And I'm like, yo, I wanna hang out with a leopard or something. They're kinda like funky and I'm gonna pet them with their dots. They might attack me, but I am not in the spot that they will, cause they live in the jungle and I live in the city. It's kinda the same place, but we're all different animals living together on the globe. I wanna be mental, but I'm just a human being. What can I say? I'm just living and breathing.
Alright, we're back on Brain Candy. We're gonna be talking about the Albany Bowl. Well, it's there, it's in Albany. When you get off the exit, you know where it is. But the place is trying to be turned into a park. And that's what we're gonna be talking about, because in my opinion, I don't think it should be turned into a park or a trail or any of that. What it is an expression of freedom. The creativity that's taken place there, it needs to stay there. Because if it doesn't stay there, what will stay there? And you walk around the Bay Area and you see a lot of the same kind of park and rec signs, but when do the citizens actually have the ability to create their own space? Because isn't the parks public space? So that's just my opinion. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I mean, Albany Bowl is like a legit spot. It's someplace you can go to get away from society. You can go there, you can paint on a rock, you can paint on a tree, you can leave your mark in the world. As far as you go into the city and you write somewhere, you're bound to get arrested or get a ticket because it's illegal. But all these big corporations can put up all their advertisements and all their so-called corporate graffiti that tells us to buy medicine and buy this brand new car. But that's lightweight wrong. I mean, that's just one spot out of... There's more spots around the Bay that you can go there like that, but Albany Bowl is definitely a spot you can be you and leave you on the set.
There are some other places like, you know, the Alameda Abandoned Hospital. You got the Albany Bulb, of course. You got places in Richmond and the Oakland Hills. I mean, it doesn't even have to be like those kind of places where creativity just masks the place, you know? Like, you got the Piedmont Cemetery where you can drive up there, have a view, and respect the dead. But anyways, what do you think about that, Sarah?
Well, I really enjoyed going over there. It was my first time over there a couple weeks ago with you, and I was a little shocked at first. You know, I've never seen something like that before, and it just kind of took my breath away. I was just looking at all the art and how much time people have spent there and used their creativity to make something positive and encourage people. It really inspired me to do more art myself and use different materials, and it was just really, really nice, really inspiring, beautiful place to go.
Yeah, you can definitely check it out. It's Albany Bowl, but I mean, the place is just amazing. How much art has taken place there? I mean, artists probably come there, and the bums have obviously been there for the longest time, the original kind of pioneers of the place. It's a place that shouldn't be stopped. There's actually a website, if you search up Albany Bowl, a website against, like, it being used for any city uses or profit uses, corporate uses, and you should check it out. But anyways, we're going to be wrapping up the show today. This is Brain Candy, broadcasting from Oakland, California on Youth Radio Rock. So, see you guys later. Peace.
See ya.